So question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney? Life is
beautiful. Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalie Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at drinkworks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit drinkworks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
If you haven't enrolled in a health plan yet, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to access plans with all the essential health benefits offered under the Affordable Care Act, like preventive care or emergency services. You'll also find free enrollment help, quality coverage, and financial help so you can get the right health plan for you. Make the right choice when you trust the .gov. Call 866-311-1119 or visit getcoveredillinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new unicorn, Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS. 3:30.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Four Winds Casino.
It'll be interesting for me to just see how that thing goes. You know, I've never been a part of this before as a head coach, as you guys know, and being able to really just be a great leader and situationally be able to help out these coordinators and the players on the sideline and the energy and just kind of the positivity and just being there to be able to support all these guys. That's the biggest part. I think when you hand off play calling duties, it shows the trust that you have in your staff. And Bill Lazor, is somebody that I know he's done this for a long time, and I'm looking forward to him doing it.
Break out all your laser puns as they're laser-focused on this game with the Bears offensive coordinator, actually offensive coordinating. That was the voice of Matt Nagy. We'll hear more from him in just a little bit. But right now, we get to hear from Adam Johns, who is on Twitter at Adam Johns, senior writer for The Athletic. He covers the Bears. He's on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And before we get started, Adam, I want to talk about your book that you have coming out, The Big 50, The Men and Moments That Made the Chicago Bear, is available now from Triumph Books. And if that title sounds familiar, it's because it's a sister publication of our own Jay Zawoski's similar book about the Blackhawks, The Big 50, The Men and Moments That Made the Chicago Blackhawks. And the two of you on Wednesday have a special virtual book event. What do we need to know about it?
Well, it's all online because everything is these days, Dan, right? So it's over Zoom, I believe. And it's just good to talk sports, kind of like we're doing now. For me, it'll be great to revisit the Blackhawks again because I covered them for three seasons, of course, in 2010, that Stanley Cup run. So it'll be a good back and forth, a lot of background on how we built the books, and a lot of good stories, I'm sure, between Jay and I.
And we've got Jay here, too. I know Barber's Bookstores are involved in this, but it sounds really cool to have this opportunity, the culmination of a lot of work that both of you guys have put in.
Yeah, absolutely. It took me about a year to do it. I really kept the fan perspective in mind in compiling this book. I'm sure Jay did as well. So looking forward to Wednesday night, 6:00, I believe. 6:00 Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. The website for information is barbarasbookstores.com/Zawoski/ Johns, J-A-H-N-S. And I just tweeted it from the show account too, Dan.
Outstanding. That's the information you need for that. So what is the actual significance, Adam, of the fact that it's not going to be Matt Nagy calling plays? It sounds like it should matter tremendously. I'm not sure it does.
Yeah, the personnel is still the same. The quarterback is still the same. You're still down the reserves on the offensive line. You're down to your number three running back in Cordarrelle Patterson, maybe Artavius Pierce, maybe Lamar Miller. So Bill Lazor's tenure begins in a haze, we should say. You know, definitely shorthanded personnel-wise. Same playbook. We'll see what type of rhythm he can establish. But, yes, a lot of the same concerns that Nagy had affect Lazor, too.
As we know it right now, what is the construction of the offensive line? Let's just go left to right.
Oh, gosh. I'm guessing Eric Kush is going to be activated from the practice squad. He's, if you can remember him, he's been on the team a couple times, I believe. He was part of that big Monday night win against the Vikings like 3 or 4 years ago under John Fox, I believe. So bring in another retread. Why not, Dan? So you got Charles Leno at left tackle. Let's see if I got this right. Gosh, who's going to be at left guard? It's not James Daniels. Here's what I think, Dan. I think they were so upset with how the offensive line played against the Titans. I think you're going to see some reshuffling. Like when Jermaine Effetti, who's your starter since week one, has some of the biggest blunders at right guard, I think you're free to change everything up. Like if you're going to have accountability with yourself, with Matt Nagy, have some accountability at right guard. Get him out of there. Some of the worst plays by the offensive line were from him against the Titans.
Really? So you think if Effetti could end up being demoted, and they praised Alex Bars for his play at center. Do you play Kush at center, or do you play Kush at guard?
My thought on this is play Bars at center. He's been here longer, at least with Juan Castillo. He had that game with Nick Foles. I understand that Kush brings more experience, but to be honest, everything's on the table. I wouldn't be surprised if they really move things around. The only thing you could count on is maybe left tackle. With Charles Leno, well, of course, that's the easy one, but they're just searching for answers. I'm of the opinion, Dan, that you got to play some of these young guys. We know offensive line is going to be a big concern for the offseason for Ryan Pace. You got to see what these young guys can do. These seventh-round picks, these Arlington Hambrights, who could be your left guard again. Like, these guys have to play in actual games so you can have a real evaluation for the offseason when you try to reconstruct that entire offensive line.
I mean, I think there'll be definitely a time for it, but I'm looking at tonight's game. This is an all hands on deck must win. This is a playoff game in my estimation because of the need for some kind of validation of everything that they have been doing. This is a home game against a team they generally beat. They've made all these changes, and I know there's going to be time to evaluate some of these guys, but for Nagy, for Pace, for so many people, this is a circled critical outcome tonight.
Yeah, Matt Nagy came close to using that must win. You know how these guys are so locked into this week by week, you know, snap by snap, general improvement, gradual improvement, I should say. Matt Nagy seemed to throw that out the window or the door, whatever you want to call it, last week, because this is a very important game. Obviously for the playoff implications, obviously for their own reputations, because these are the Vikings, a team that Matt Nagy has never lost to, with Kirk Cousins, who's never won on Monday Night Football. So add it all up, yes, it's a must-win. I think it's a statement game for the defense to really state their case on another primetime night game. We'll see what happens.
The responsibility for containing Dalvin Cook falls most individually in the Bears' defense on whom?
Roquan Smith. And I don't think his improvements, his maturity is getting enough buzz in the city, because I get all the concerns and questions and criticism that he got last year. It was all deserved. Then his rookie year, we had that rookie impasse with his contract. There was a lot of concerns about that. But here he is in year three. He's their leading tackler. He's got a lot of tackles for loss, right? He's now their signal caller. Like, that transition almost happened overnight. Like, it took a couple of games for people to notice it. Like, he's no longer behind Danny Trevathan. He is now the signal caller of this defense on there for every single snap. So it comes down to him. I think they were better built for handling a Derrick Henry. The shiftiness and the speed of Dalvin Cook is a bit different for the defensive line, I think. So that's why I think the second level, the Roquan Smiths and the Eddie Jacksons in space, they have to make those tackles.
what do you think Matt Nagy's going to do with himself tonight? I don't know. He's never really done this as a head coach before. And I think for all the quibbling that we've had about usage of timeouts, about clock management, there are no excuses. If he's not going to be busy with calling plays and sequencing things and trying to figure all that out, he better be perfect on all the other head coaching stuff. I mean, are we going to see him, like, you know, walking around and talking to players more? Is it going to be more rah-rah stuff? Like, I mean, literally, what is he going to do with all of this time on his hands?
Dan, I would be very surprised if he does not have a play call sheet in his hands. I know Bill Lazor is calling the plays, but if you look at Andy Reid still has the sheet in his hands, right? He still has something to look at and to be involved with. He's going to be listening to Bill Lazor make these calls. He's going to have involvement in these calls. To me, it's how much he's still looking at that play call sheet. Because if you look at the broadcast, and I've taken note of this the past couple of weeks, he would bury himself in that play call sheet as Nick Foles would walk up to the line of scrimmage. Now I want to see his head up. Now I want to see him talking to his receivers a bit, making sure you're not having – timeouts called after a fake punt, a successful fake punt. You know, you don't need all those blunders that are probably more coaching related than players coming in on and off the field. That's where I want to see the transition to be more smooth with players, personnel groupings. Matt Nagy can be involved in that.
We talked a lot last week about the way John DeFilippo talked about targeting certain players, saying that they don't have a lot of him plays for, it was Cole Kmet was the answer, but the way he described it was these multiple route concepts are designed to throw to the right guy. And it sounds great, and I totally get it, that ideally it is democratized and whoever deserves the ball gets the ball. But we know that sometimes you got to just find, you know, get a guy open and target somebody who has an advantage multiple times. Now, there's the other aspect of that is maybe the guy comes back to the huddle and is like, look, I can beat this guy every time, whether that's Allen Robinson or maybe Darnell Mooney, who is way better than I thought he was. And with every week, it seems to, like the guy doesn't drop the ball ever. I don't know if he has a drop this year. And I can take more of that. You know, why not show me more until he starts to show you what he can't do or doesn't want to do well?
Matt Nagy's offense is built to have answers in it, like answers upon answers. And it just, you're right, it does sound nice. It does sound all sunny skies. But it's not. It doesn't work because maybe it's the quarterback. Maybe the quarterback doesn't have time to get to those certain plays. Maybe the receivers are getting open fast enough. Sometimes the receivers are in the wrong place. So I thought last week, when you're that shorthanded up front, there'd be a simpler approach. Just watch the Titans. Just watch the Vikings tonight. There's nothing wrong with simplifying your offense. And I know it comes off as a criticism when you want to scheme guys open, but every team does it to a certain extent. Some teams just do it more. And just watch the Vikings tonight. Again, watch what you saw last week against the Titans. It's play action, high-low reads. You know, make it simple for your quarterback to get the ball out, confuse the defense a little bit. I know the Bears don't have the best run game to – maybe trick the defense into some play action calls, but it can work if you're persistent with that run game. Simplify things. We'll see if Lazor does it, because that's in the Bears playbook. I just don't think Matt Nagy went to it enough.
I also want to see how Lazor handles some of these situations, thinking bigger picture and not just like walking while looking at his feet instead of looking at where he wants to go, understanding how it all fits together. Because it seems to me that Nagy is always about the next play. This is where we are in the field. This is the line to gain. Here's my magic answer to solve this puzzle. Where are there some who say, look, maybe we'll live to fight another day. Maybe we need to show a certain formation here, and it won't matter until the third quarter, but we're going to be in a situation where that's when we're going to hit them. And that might be a luxury. Maybe it means you're playing with a lead if that's the case, and the Bears haven't had that opportunity. They haven't had that luxury. But I'm interested to see just how Lazor looks at each play existing in context rather than just being something I have to win this play right now.
Right. Everything you just said kind of reminded me of the interaction that Nick Foles had with Matt Nagy in the sideline during the Buccaneers game about hurrying up. And my takeaway from that is Matt Nagy doesn't have a feel for what's actually going on the field, right? Like, what's working, what's not, the rhythm of it, because he may be looking, again, for that next play to finding that shot play that unlocks certain things. And that's just how Matt Nagy works. But I felt like he didn't have a feel for what was working, what wasn't, what was setting up something else, maybe later in the game, like you mentioned. And we'll see what Lazor has. We'll see what type of rhythm he can get Nick Foles in, because let's face it, he may be completing a high percentage of his throws right now, but you're not getting a lot. You're not getting points out of that. I'm looking at the rhythm. I'm looking at the production. I'm looking at the chunk yards, certain things that need to go up for Nick Foles, for Bill Lazor in this offense.
Yeah, that's the efficiency trap. That's the Brian Hoyer trap, where you can efficiency your way from one 20-yard line to another 20-yard line, and you end up with a field goal. Because at some point, you're better off taking a little more risk. And we know that Kirk Cousins will do that. He does play a riskier game sometimes. It leads him to mistakes, where mistakes turn into more mistakes, and the Bears have been able to exacerbate that. Maybe, just maybe, this is when some of the turnover issues regress to the mean, because a Bears defense this good, and even if we look objectively at what they do metrically or what they do with next gen stats, they should have generated more turnovers than they have. Maybe it's just a matter of time for them to get a lucky bounce here or there.
And you think Kirk Cousins would be the prime candidate for to help with that. You know, I don't like using records for quarterbacks all the time, but Dan, one of my favorite stats is this 0-9 Monday Night Football record for Kirk Cousins. It just kind of blows your mind. And he knows he's not 100% responsible for it, right? Because he's been close and other teammates have failed him, even like kickers, you know, have failed him. But you know it hangs over his head more than others. So, you know, like you said, he's going to take more risks. He's going to feel the pressure coming into this with everybody in the NFL world watching him again. And against the Bears defense that under Matt Nagy has dominated him, has sacked him 12 times. The stats do not favor Kirk Cousins whatsoever. I think last time, a couple of years ago, he had a pick six by Eddie Jackson here. So you know they got a good read on him defensively. We'll see how much pressure. We'll see how much the pressure gets to him and how much pressure he feels as this game plays out.
We're talking to Adam Johns, senior writer of The Athletic, who covers the Bears. This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit gliglenview.com. They've got it. Let's draw the focus out a little bit and take a look at your thoughts about the NFC North right now, because I don't see much. I know the Packers won, but they had to work pretty hard to beat a terrible quarterback in Jake Luton. And the Packers' lines are not particularly impressive. Neither one is physical. If the Bears can win this game tonight, they can confidently, and they're not lying to themselves if they think that they could then put themselves in a position to win this division outright, because it's frankly not that impressive.
No, it's really not. It's really not. And as well as the Vikings are playing, this defense is not good. I know they're young at cornerback. I know they're young in other areas, but Nick Foles should be able to have a very good day against them. All the statistics say that. The passer rating is good for all opposing quarterbacks against this defense. So we'll see how good Nick Foles is. And you're right, just the NFC, the Lions almost blew one. You know, they kind of flirt with being competitive every single year, but they're the Lions, Dan. You know, like, they're just the Lions. I don't know what else to say about them. And you're right, the Packers, I really thought, you know, they were going to lose that one. You know, it took a holding penalty to change the momentum for the Jaguars, and the Jaguars then penalty after penalty. That's why they are the Jaguars. But that defense that the Packers have, it's full of holes. All the good vibes they had from last season really haven't carried over defensively. Aaron Rodgers, still Aaron Rodgers. Davante Adams, still Davante Adams. But that team, you get them on the right day, you have some good coaching, you can beat them. You saw that a couple weeks ago. The Vikings did it to them. They really took it to them, too. So it's a wide-open division. But tonight is very important for the Bears to get back on track.
Speaking of the Lions, the way you said that, did you read Kalen Kaler's story in Bleacher Report called When the Patriot Way Goes Wrong? Did you? It's some unbelievable reporting. She's a delight anyway, and a great reporter. Some of the stuff that Matt Patricia was doing and the way the players were reacting is just, it was hilarious. If you enjoy the schadenfreude of seeing somebody like Matt Patricia just be clowned by his players, that story is a must read.
I had a snarky tweet typed up and I deleted it. I'm like, looks like they're going to celebrate in Detroit with some mimosas again. But, you know, because that was my favorite anecdote from that whole story, is that players sat in the locker room, like 12 of them, and shared mimosas with each other, kind of celebrating at the end of Matt Patricia's first year. But yes, I love insightful stories like that. We all love a little conflict, and you know, there's a lot of concerns about, you know, the Bill Belichick tree and whatnot. But yes, inside locker room stuff is always fascinating.
My favorite part of the story was how Patricia tried to get his team fired up and angry at their opponent by showing Cam Newton dancing, by showing him having fun. And he's like, this is your opponent. This is you got to knock this stuff off of him. And the players literally said, coach, we like that kind of stuff. And it totally backfired. He thought that he's like, look at this guy and how he's not taking football seriously, or look at him dancing out there. The players like, no, that's cool. I wish we could do some of that stuff.
It's like, you know, the whole bat flipping, you know.
Yep.
let's have fun type of thing. And the great irony of that, too, Dan, is look who's smiling right now in New England, of all places. You know, I saw his press conference last night, you know, after a big win over the Ravens. It's Cam Newton, you know, dancing and smiling and doing what he does in the end zone again for Bill Belichick, of all people.
Now you're forcing me to think about Tony La Russa again, and I didn't want to have to do that. Adam Johns, I really appreciate the time, and give people the information once again for this sort of this virtual little book signing party you're having.
Yeah, definitely check out my timeline and Jay's timeline, our Twitter timelines. The information is there. It's put together by Barber's Bookstore, so be sure to Google them. We'll be there Wednesday night, 6 p.m. We'll take all your questions. It'll be fun. A lot of Blackhawks, a lot of Bears stuff. Should be fun with me and Jay.
Adam Johns, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Dan.
That is Adam Johns. Coming up, Matt Nagy was on WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM this morning, previewing tonight's game. And I'll let you listen in on it, because I think you can hear it from him, just how important tonight is and just what this means. I'm looking at this like a playoff game. This feels like a playoff game to me. This feels like one that if they want to be what they say they can be, if they want to prove to themselves that they are as good as they think they are, This is a material outcome for Matt Nagy's Bears coaching tenure. It sounds like a lot, but think about it. I mean, this is a home game when you're trying to stop a skid. You're trying to stay two games over 500, and you have a chance to actually act on everything that you've been saying. You've made a change at play caller, and here you go. I do think it is that important. So you'll hear from the Bears head coach next on The Score.
Mully and Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to it every morning on the way to work.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
This is Damon Amendolara with your radio.com Sports Minute. Sponsored by NHTSA, there's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Click it or ticket. So many question who the heck this Joe Judge guy was and why the Giants took a flyer on another inexperienced head coach, assuming he only got the job because he's a Pats special teams assistant. If he had worked for the Jaguars, there's no way he's even getting the interview. But here we are, and the Giants are tied in wins for the NFC East lead. Now, let's not get too fired up here. This is like picking the best episode of Cop Rock. But the Giants play hard every single week. They've lost a boatload of close, gut-wrenching games, and they keep showing up and competing every Sunday. They are devoid of top-end talent, but Judge keeps making a decent meal. And they snapped the 8-game losing streak to the Eagles yesterday, with it cementing Judge as a culture changer. This is Damon Amendolara.
So question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalie Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
CBS Monday. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor, We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS Monday at 9, 8 Central.
Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at drinkworks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit drinkworks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
Abby was killed by a drunk driver in Monroe County.
It takes some time, I guess, to realize you won't talk to him again. You know, we all have cell phones. Put a name in there or a number in there that you can call to be a designated driver, because you're out having a good time that you'll probably never remember. And I'll never forget.
Learn more about Abby at lifeordeathillinois.com.
If you haven't enrolled in a health plan yet, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to access plans with all the essential health benefits offered under the Affordable Care Act, like preventive care or emergency services. You'll also find free enrollment help, quality coverage, and financial help so you can get the right health plan for you. Make the right choice when you trust the .gov. Call 866-311-1119 or visit getcoveredillinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new unicorn. Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new unicorn. Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
There's treasure hidden in your field. Acuron herbicide unlocks 5 to 15 more bushels an acre than any other herbicide when used in a pre-emergence application at full label rates. Tap the banner to start finding more bushels. Acuron yield advantage range based on 2016 Syngenta and University trials. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted use pesticide.
CBS Monday. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS Monday at 9, 8 Central.
At Chewy, we believe special moments with our pets don't have to cost more money. So you can save on your dog's favorite food, tasty treats for your cat, even prescriptions, all delivered right to your door. Save 30% on your first AutoShip order up to $20. Visit Chewy.com today.
Purple Carrot is the plant-based subscription meal kit that makes it easy to cook irresistible meals to fuel your body. Each week, choose from a delicious menu of dinners, lunches, breakfasts, and snacks. Experience something new in every box with recipes and fresh pre-proportioned ingredients to make globally inspired plant-based meals. Visit radio.com/purplecarrot for more about Purple Carrot. Get $30 off your first box by going to purplecarrot.com and entering code VEGGIES30 at checkout today. Purple Carrot, the easiest way to eat more plants.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show, back in 60 seconds on The Score.
CBS Tonight, Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star in The Neighborhood.
Did Malcolm say what he did to get arrested?
It was being black in America.
I'm filing a complaint. Where's the suggestion box?
I'm gonna organize a protest.
You're supposed to use your head, Malcolm.
Come on, man.
You gotta fight smart.
I can feel the world.
Where's Malcolm?
I thought he's with you.
I'm going back out there.
I'm going with you.
No, I don't need anybody else I love out there. Come on, Dave.
The Neighborhood, season premiere, tonight, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at DrinkWorks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. We're about a half hour away from the official start of NBA trade season, transaction season. Everything actually being kosher is going to start in about a half hour, and we don't know if there's going to be any Bulls news there. We are hearing reports now that James Harden is officially requesting a trade. There was one report that he wanted it to join Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant with the Brooklyn Nets. You're going to need some more basketballs if that's the case. You're going to have to play with three or four basketballs. I don't know exactly how that would work, but keep your eye on the potential trade market as things happen, because the Bulls are really quiet, and I don't know, maybe that's going to make for some fun and something unexpected. It's also time to watch fake Twitter and be extra vigilant to make sure that the stuff you're getting is from a reputable source. But we're talking Bears, because the Bears and the Vikings are playing a pretty important football game tonight. I do think this really matters for Matt Nagy and for Ryan Pace and for where this is headed, for what this year's team it can prove to itself that it can be in a time when the division's down. Matt Nagy was on our sister station, WBBM News Radio, this morning, and their sports director, Josh Liss, asked him about his team's attitude in trying to end this three-game losing streak.
Yeah, no, the attitude's really good, guys. I think that's what's important to know about the character of our players and our coaches, and we know we're going to have a tough test tonight against the that's won two in a row, and it's obviously a division game. We've talked about the significance of what these division games are, and so it'll be good weather for us tonight. We're ready to go.
Coach, every game's important. We all know that, but ending the losing streak, Packers and Detroit won yesterday. Is this game a little bit more important than most at this point?
Well, Pat, I'd say the biggest thing is just for us is like I was saying earlier. Yeah, I mean, it's a division game, and so, you know, what one way to make sure that you get into the playoffs is by winning your division. And for us, just to right now, after losing three in a row, I think more than anything, regardless of anybody we're playing or any game that's up, is let's get back in the win column. And we had a good week of practice, and I think the guys are a good place right now. Our coaches are in a good place, and so that's what we're all looking forward to.
You told us last week everything was on the table. So what are you expecting by handing off the play calling duties to assistant coach Bill Lazor? And what will be your adjusted role on the sideline tonight, Matt?
Sure, yeah. No, it'll be interesting for me to just see how that thing goes. You know, I've never been a part of this before as a head coach, as you guys know, and being able to really just be a great leader and situationally being able to help out these coordinators and the players on the sideline and the energy and just kind of the positivity and just being there to be able to support all these guys. That's the biggest part. I think when you hand off play calling duties, it shows the trust that you have in your staff. And Bill Lazor, is somebody that I know he's done this for a long time, and I'm looking forward to him doing it.
Yeah, I think fans are looking forward to seeing how it plays out as well, and an exciting extra additional layer to the game. Nick Foles, he's had his hands full and his feet busy. What do you absolutely need from Foles tonight? What is essential from your quarterback?
Well, the biggest thing is to do anything we can to make sure that we get into a rhythm, offensively, score touchdowns, take care of the football. We talk about respecting the football, and with this defense that we have, playing that field position battle. And then, you know, just be himself, go out there, cut it loose, have a lot of fun. All his teammates are really looking forward to playing hard for each other. And I think that, you know, just for all of us together, just put one good game together.
We asked Tom Thayer Friday if NFL rushing leader Dalvin Cook was capable of lighting up the Bears defense. And Tom's response was, I think Cook should be worried about getting lit up by the Bears defense. How do you see that part of the game playing out?
Well, that's, you know, that's going to be a big challenge for us. I mean, he's not the number one rusher in the NFL for any other reason that he's a really, really good running back. His offensive line's playing really hard. Their scheme's good. And so, but our guys understand that, you know, we faced a good running back and good offensive line the other week in Tennessee with Derrick Henry. And again, this is what you get in the NFL. And we have a lot of respect for him, but at the same point in time, we want to make sure that we can go out there and just play really tough, black and blue type football and make sure we tackle him and just go after that football.
Yeah, we're excited for the game. Looking forward to it. I'm sure you are as well with big excitement, the opportunities in front of you. Thanks for the time this morning and good luck this evening.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Matt Nagy on WBBM with Josh List. You also heard the voice of Pat Cassidy in there asking one of the questions. He said touchdowns, plural. He did. I would like to see that. I would like to see touchdown and then another touchdown, making that the plural of touchdown, and maybe add a couple more. Score 28 points. I think you'd be all right in this game. And he also talked about something we discussed last week, and I thought Brad Biggs did a nice job in the Tribune of writing about the field position game and about when you have a great defense, how much a couple of first downs here and there matter, how much the return game can matter, and being able to, when you start at your own 20, if you're going to end up punting, the difference in punting from your 40 or punting from your own 16 makes a ton of difference. And what the penalties do to change all of that. They used to call it hidden yardage, the way you see a field flip, or where you see what the difference that penalties make and what you can do in the punting game, et cetera. Or when you miss a field goal and you allow somebody to take the ball from the spot instead of the line of scrimmage. That you got to win all that stuff to take advantage of having a really good defense. It just helps so much around the margins. And then don't miss the open shots. Don't miss the times that you get a busted coverage or you get somebody in a position to make a play. Don't miss that guy. Don't underthrow him. Don't overthrow him. Put it there and let him get after it. And as far as stopping Dalvin Cook, I know this isn't a sexy thing to talk about, but gap integrity. Don't get hit on the backside. A runner like that in outside stretch zone when he's just going to pick a hole and as they say, stick his foot in the ground. You know, drink every time you hear that when talking about zone run. But make sure that even though it's enticing to try to run after him and to try to take an angle until he commits, don't. And if you hold him to 3, you hold him to 4, that's a win because 4 can become 8 real fast. Don't miss that tackle. Secure it and let your teammates get on it and maybe get the ball out. But it is, you know, gap integrity and trusting your eyes are the battle against a running back like Dalvin Cook. It's one thing if it's going to be Derrick Henry. They did an outstanding job against Derrick Henry. But he's not as elusive. He's physical. He gets up to speed. Dalvin Cook is a little bit more of a, he's got a little bit more make you miss in the hole. And you got to be mindful of that, and they've got to be disciplined. They've got to make sure that they get upfield. They can disrupt in the backfield as much as possible. Don't let some of that zone blocking propagate against you. Don't let that wave get started and let them set the edge. Make sure that you get them knocked back a little bit. And Khalil Mack has done a really good job of that, even when he hasn't been getting the quarterback on the ground, because those strip sacks, yeah, those are good too. And though you put yourself in a situation by creating third and longs, by getting them bottled up and stopped and not looking at second and two and third and one. And you have them, that's how you start the Kirk Cousin chain of bad events. That's how you light the fuse. It starts with the third and longs. It starts with him starting to see ghosts a little bit, and he'll throw you the ball if that's the case. We got the Midday Midway coming up next. We don't usually do it on Mondays. We have a near miss of an asteroid, but I've got a quibble with the timing of the science here. We'll see if you kind of catch my drift on that. I also have a bear who is taking advantage of some hospitality who isn't anymore, and also a discovery in Egypt that sounds really cool but might end up being bad if it goes all 2020 on us. All that is coming up in the Midday Midway on the Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Always a joy to talk to Jerry DiNardo.
We've underestimated how this affects the teams that are healthy, that games are canceled. It's hurting them more than I think most of us anticipated.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This segment is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
If you haven't enrolled in a health plan yet, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to access plans with all the essential health benefits offered under the Affordable Care Act, like preventive care or emergency services. You'll also find free enrollment help, quality coverage, and financial help so you can get the right health plan for you. Make the right choice when you trust the .gov. Call 866-311-1119 or visit getcoveredillinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
CBS Monday. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS Monday at 9, 8 Central.
CBS Tonight, Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star in The Neighborhood.
Did Malcolm say what he did to get arrested?
It was being black in America.
I'm filing a complaint. Where's the suggestion box?
I'm gonna organize a protest.
You're supposed to use your head, Malcolm.
Come on, man.
You gotta fight smart.
I can feel the...
Where's Malcolm?
I thought he's with you.
I'm going back out there.
I'm going with you.
No, I don't need anybody else I love out there. Come on, Dave.
The Neighborhood, season premiere, tonight, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Hey, it's Mully, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at DrinkWorks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
So, question. How far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalee Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
This holiday, check every gift off your pet's list with Chewy. Shop their favorite food and treats and spoil them with sweaters, toys, and more. Chewy has everything you need to celebrate with your pets, delivered right to your door. Get fast free shipping on orders over $49. Visit Chewy.com today.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalee Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new Unicorn, Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
The Midday Midway in 60 seconds on The Score.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today
and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the Midday Midway with Dan Bernstein on The Score.
It's time for the Midday Midway. We started out the show by recapping the weekend a little bit, talking about the Masters viewership. I had a terrific weekend, short of nearly losing my keys in the bottom of a pile of leaves and not even knowing that I did. And thankfully, my son rescued them because I didn't even know that they had fallen out of my sweatshirt pocket. No more keys in the hoodie sweatshirt pocket. New rule, because they can fall out while you're raking leaves, and I almost lost them, but I didn't. So that was a good thing. But just a very kind of sedentary sports-watching weekend. I hadn't had that for a while. Nothing much to do, and the weather was kind of crappy, so, you know, not really compelled to get out and just sort of nestling in front of the television and watching games and watching some of the outcomes. Yesterday, we discussed the importance of tonight's Bears game and the possibilities therein. Also enjoyed hearing the competing calls of that amazing Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins pass to end that game. The Hail
Bills
Mary
lose.
Play. Bills lose. That's it. And Ron Wolfley going crazy on KMVP FM in Arizona. And just how many things it wasn't. How what usually is some sort of lucky desperation heave. It wasn't luck. It was skill. It was talent. It was a talented, elusive, athletic quarterback finding a place from where he could throw the ball. And it didn't bounce off somebody's helmet. It wasn't kicked up in the air. He just damn caught it. And it was, you don't see that all that often. Had a nice conversation with Adam Johns as we talked Bears. You heard from Matt Nagy some of the stuff he said today. Talked about the difference and significance of tonight's game as well. This is from earthsky.org. Tell me if there's something in here that bothers you. I'm just going to read you the facts here. Astronomers are looking with better and better technology, and they're finding smaller and smaller asteroids skimming close to Earth. Astronomers with the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System, ATLAS, in Mauna Loa, Hawaii, detected a new asteroid on November 14th. After an analysis of the space rock's orbit, they realized its closest approach had occurred one day earlier, on Friday, November 13th, 2020. The Friday the 13th asteroid was initially designated as A10SHCN. Now it has an official asteroid designation, 2020 VT4. Astronomers estimate its size at between 16 and 36 feet. It swept closest at just 4,197 miles from Earth's center, or 238 miles only over Earth's surface, traveling at 30,000 miles per hour. It passed about the same height as the orbit of the International Space Station, but there was no collision. So it would make it extremely unlikely for an asteroid of this size to collide with the space laboratory, but it's not impossible. The space station has had close calls in the past. The problem that I have is they only noticed this after. They noticed this a day after. If your organization is called the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System, I think you're not exactly doing the job if you're literally a day late. You need to know before it hits or before it's going to make its closest approach. You don't get to say, well, you know, now that we look at it, it made its closest approach yesterday. That's too late.
It's like yelling four after you've already hit, after your golf ball's already screamed past the guy's head.
That's too damn late. Your whole existence. You are the last impact, or the impact last alert system. We're not going to have the Earth knocked off its axis and spinning into infinity, and then be like, you know, we know what happened yesterday. Come on, people. I'm just a little bothered by the existence of this, and then actually admitting a day late that your whole last alert system knew when the asteroid, now they know when the asteroid made its closest approach. Fix this. Wildlife officials in California say they have captured and relocated a black bear that became famous online for its repeated visits to a gas station convenience store. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife said the bear, which became a viral celebrity after security cameras recorded it pilfering snacks from inside the Chevron gas station in Kings Beach on multiple occasions, was safely captured. It was revealed to be a 16-year-old male. That makes sense. I lived with one of those, and they're constantly snacking. And it's been relocated to a large expanse of wild, suitable bear habitat. But you figure once it has some idea of where the Funyuns are and where the combos are, you know, you get a taste for a Slim Jim. Sometimes, you know, there's some special treats at some of these. Maybe you want one of those roller hot dogs. And I have to tell you that I have a soft spot for the hot dog that looks like it's been on the roller for a while at the 7-Eleven, because it builds up like an extra layer of grease on it that's kind of good. If you get just the right one and it looks like it's kind of been there all day, slow cooking just right, if you have a certain taste for it, it's better than the one that they just put on there fresh, because it hasn't developed enough goo on it to be just right. And there's the video too of the seagull that was stealing chips from a Subway or a Jersey Mike's or something, and on a boardwalk, and it would just fly down and would kind of surreptitiously sneak in and then furtively grab a bag of chips and fly away. Probably peck it open, or I don't know how it tears it open, but they, you know, why not? But good on them, and good on the bear. I just hope he was selecting his gas station snacks properly. It sounds cool, but I think this could be bad. Egypt announced over the weekend the discovery of an ancient treasure trove of more than 100 intact sarcophagi dating back more than 2,500 years. The sealed wooden coffins, unveiled on site amid fanfare, belonged to top officials of the late period and the Ptolemaic period of ancient Egypt. They were found in three burial shafts at depths of 12 meters in the sweeping Saqqara necropolis south of Cairo. Necropolis is a great word because it literally means city of the dead. How is that never a video game? How is there never something called Necropolis? Archaeologists opened one coffin to reveal a mummy wrapped in a burial shroud adorned with brightly colored hieroglyphic pictorials. Saqqara is home to more than a dozen pyramids, ancient monasteries, animal burial sites, and is a vast necropolis of the ancient Egyptian capital of Memphis, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The huge find came just over a month after archaeologists found 59 other well-preserved and sealed wooden coffins dating back more than 2,500 years ago. They are calling it a treasure. They say excavations are still underway. Whenever we empty a burial shaft, we find an entrance to another. They found more than 40 statues of ancient deities and funerary masks. Another two wooden statues were found in the tomb belonging to an ancient judge of the 6th dynasty. The sarcophagi will be distributed among several museums in Egypt. Okay, should we be doing this? Because it is 2020, and there's a non-zero chance of the mummified army rising up against us. There has to be like some invocation or incantation that needs to be said from the Necronomicon, right? Otherwise, they all come to life and they start killing us. I mean,
poorly CGI'd rock is going to kill us all.
Yeah, right. But
is this roughly the plot of the Brendan Fraser mummy movies?
Kinda, yeah, but that was one bad mummy. I'm thinking more of Army of Darkness, when Ash is told that he has to recite, and it's funny because they actually use a bastardization of Klaatu Barata Nikto, which were was originally in the movie. I want to say that was The Day the Earth Stood Still, the old sci-fi movie where was it Gort? Was that the name of the robot that they had to stop? And he changed it to like Klaatu Barata Nikto, and he says it wrong, and he tries to kind of cough his way through it, and it ends up waking the undead, and it unleashes the army of the undead. And he said, I got it, I said your damn words, but he didn't really. And then things took a turn for the worse, and then there was the whole zombie army that came alive. So, I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
There's a Netflix documentary about this. It's called Secrets of the Saqqara Tomb. It came out in October, and it shows like the first part of the digging process. And on the last day, the government was going to wrap up the whole dig and to say, okay, you're done, whatever. The last day, they found a whole new portion of this tomb. It was really cool. It's totally worth watching. I watched it with the whole family. It's called Secrets of the Saqqara Tomb on Netflix. It's really, really good.
Okay, I'm getting a little concerned about the army of the mummy dead, and we start taking their stuff. If we start messing with the amulets and the statues and the ancient deities, that this is not the year. You know, it's not the year we have. We already have our bigger worry, and that's the people in Mauna Loa be like, oh yeah, yesterday we had a near miss of an asteroid. Well, we'll get the next one. We'll tell you. 24 hours later, we'll tell you. That's kind of not the point. I'm a little more worried about that. And that is the Midway. More Bears talk coming your way. I want to find out what Dan Durkin thinks we might see with a differently called Bears offense, a new set of eyes and ears, a new brain has the Waffle House menu in front of him, and he's going to be picking the plays and calling the plays. I don't know if they can get any of it blocked, but they're going to try. Dan Durkin, Bears analyst, will join us next on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. It is game day. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting all the action on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel Paradise is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and exclusive always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Listen up to this deal. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, there are no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Y'all know my favorite games to play are the same game parlays. Here's what I have for tonight's Bears-Vikings game. I got the Bears plus 3.5. I've got Jimmy Graham scoring a touchdown. I've got the over 43.5. I bet $10 to win $70.49. If you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, now's the time. The mobile sports betting registration period is still here, so download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code J, that's J-A-Y, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. Might or Indiana, first online real money wager only. Site credit is now withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed! I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this!
We got this, Wade!
Forrest. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new Unicorn, Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at drinkworks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit drinkworks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
If you haven't enrolled in a health plan yet, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to access plans with all the essential health benefits offered under the Affordable Care Act, like preventive care or emergency services. You'll also find free enrollment help, quality coverage, and financial help so you can get the right health plan for you. Make the right choice when you trust the .gov. Call 866-311-1119. Or visit getcoveredillinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch.